Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Triple H to continue making aggressive WWE changes. There's a backstage update on several recently absent WWE stars. A former SmackDown Women's Champion suffers an injury last night. And also an AEW favorite is also now injured after Battle of the Belts 3. Hello and welcome to the Solo Sunday News here at World Culture Wrestling with myself, Andrew Pallor. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, follow, share, all of that good generic stuff that I always have to spout at the beginning of every video. But most importantly, just have a really cool Sunday. As you may have guessed, I'm highly caffeinated today. As per, I'm also on a very natural high because the football season's back. And Wrexham got a win yesterday, 2-1. Come on the town, Elliot Lee. Oh, what a baller he looks. But you're not here to listen to me talk about football. We tried that with What Culture Football, which didn't last too long. But hey, wrestling news and Triple H is the lead story today because, hey, it's all about the game and how you play it. I'll just stop that right there. There's no more singing coming. But Triple H, of course, now is the head of WWE Creative. And a new report from Fightful Select over the weekend says that the game is very much going to carry on in an aggressive manner in his change up to the WWE roster, his change up to the how WWE is presented, how the product is presented. Now, he's only been in charge for a little while, Paul Levesque, but there's several notable things have happened already under his watch. We've had the return of Bayley. We've had the main roster call-up of Io Shirai, now Io Sky. We've had the return to the company and main roster call-up of Dakota Kai. We've had Karrion Kross and Scarlett Bordeaux return on SmackDown this past Friday, which I absolutely love. Man, Karrion Kross, just such a star. That whole package, the two of them together, it's just star written all over it, over Scarlett and Karrion Kross. But hey, no, it's fine. We're going to dress him up like a gimp on Raw, and we're just going to then release him after we've totally ruined him. But no, I'm so looking forward to seeing what happens with Kross. But also, you've had, it's kind of almost a renewed focus, a renewed push for Ciampa already, Shayna Baszler. Hey, things are looking good. If you're a fan of classic NXT, things are looking very good right now, and it doesn't look like things are going to be stopping anytime soon. Now, this Fightful Select report says that Triple H is also, there's been discussions, there's feelers put out for the returns of other people who are released by the company. Yeah, Triple H, Paul Levesque, doesn't plan on stepping off the gas pedal anytime soon. So, there's no names, there's no specifics listed in terms of who those conversations may have taken place with in regards to returns to the fold. But, just off the top of your head, you're thinking of people who are no longer now contracted anywhere. So you've got Johnny Gargano, clearly is the one that jumps out massively. You've got Bronson Reed. I believe he's not, because he wasn't contracted at Impact. He was working dates there. And obviously he's doing New Japan work as well. Okada, that's a pretty big match to have, man. But you'd also think maybe, Dexter Lumis? I think I saw his name floating around in the week that was somebody that maybe there was interest in bringing back. Tegan Knox, man, I'd be all for that. I'd be all for a bit of Tegan back. But yeah, it's a very interesting time. Also, you've got to think, Bray Wyatt is still out there. Whether he's a Triple H guy or not, who knows? But in terms of star power, that's a big person still just out there in free agent limbo. I guess Braun Strowman is another one. Adam Scher, he's doing stuff with Control Your Narrative, which... But yeah, it looks like we're going to be seeing plenty more shakeups still to come on Raw and SmackDown. And hey, man, I am absolutely all for this. But a separate report as well from Fightful over this weekend is an update of sorts on a few people who've been off TV in recent weeks. Now, when Triple H was tasked with steering the ship, giving creative control over Raw and SmackDown, one of the main people who jumped out, I mean, one was Ciampa, but one name who jumped out as maybe getting, you know, some big plans for them was Kevin Owens. Now, Kevin Owens is somebody, Kevin Steen, who was signed by Triple H and NXT, who was made into a monster. That one of the great debuts in, I'd say, WWE history, to be honest. Just that night where it's like KO is a babyface, he beats CJ Parker. And it's all like, yeah, and you get the bloody nose as well. And then he came out at the end of the show to celebrate Sami Zayn's big title win. And then beats the piss out of him. It's like, oh yes, we're here. This is what I want to see. The prize fighter, as he would become known as well. I mean, this is Triple H took him under his wing, made KO into a big star, gave him the opportunity to show how good he is, made him the NXT champion quickly. Obviously, he was called up to Raw. And even in a kayfabe sense, as what we saw on Raw a couple of years later, it was Triple H who obviously had the big assist when KO won the Universal title for the first and only time at this recording. So people thinking like, right, it's going to be big things for Kevin Owens. But Kevin Owens wasn't on Raw this past week, which caught some people off guard a little bit. But Fightful reports that it's not an injury issue with KO, but what's the term again? I don't want to get this wrong. Creative is being cooked up for Owens moving forward. So that sounds to me like they want to do something with Kevin Owens, which, again, I am always here for that. KO is just one of the most talented people in that entire company, whether you're talking in-ring, whether you're talking his promo work, his character work, his facial expressions, the way he carries himself, just the babyface heel. I mean, I would always go with the heel, but, I mean, he can work baby. It's just, the guy is just an all-round package. Also, this same report had an update on Lacey Evans. Now, the 29th of July episode of SmackDown, so the SmackDown before this past Friday, again, it was supposed to be Lacey Evans versus Aaliyah, but this time it was Lacey Evans, we were told, was not medically cleared to compete. In reality, it's just WWE now doesn't have, there is no immediate, is the term I saw, no immediate creative plans for Lacey Evans. Now, Lacey was a big favorite of Vince McMahon. Of course, Vince McMahon is he's enjoying retirement and sweating over what other things are going to come out. Anyway, the whole Lacey Evans return was so weird. I'm struggling to think of anything so just confusing in recent memory when it comes to professional wrestling or sports entertainment, pal. Where Lacey has these really emotional vignettes ahead of her return, where she talks about her real life traumas, the struggles she had growing up, the addiction issues in the family, her military background. It's just like, it's such an inspiring story. And then when she finally makes it to TV, it's like, no, we're going to make her a heel. And she's on SmackDown. Well, actually, we're going to make her a babyface. And now she's on Raw. Well, actually, no, she's back on SmackDown and she's a heel. It's just like, but the term used to describe Lacey Evans' return backstage was chaotic and directionless, which, yeah, I agree 100%. So it remains to be seen what happens with the sassy Southern Belle. But yeah, no immediate creative plans. And also some people have noticed that Omos has been absent from Raw. He has been working live events, still with MVP as his manager, and he worked main event this week, as in the show main event, not the main event, against Ezekiel. But I think with Omos, by the sounds of it, he's one of those where it's just a case of deciding what creative direction they're going to take with him, as is the case with many on the roster right now. But hey, if we're getting a KO push, more importantly, I am. Please. But injuries, there's a couple of injuries to report on. One from last night from a live event in the, where is it? North Charleston Coliseum in South Carolina. And Carmella seems to have suffered an injury. Now, it was Carmella versus Raw Women's Champion Bianca Belair versus Asuka. And there was, I just want to get this the person's name right, a Twitter user at Sasha Liv, who was at the show, provided updates on it. I took some photos of the event as it was happening. And seemingly, Carmella took a bump to the head on the, where are we? It was on the ring post, I believe. Taking the move from Bianca, then Carmella was outside, and the baby faces did chicken dances while Carmella bought some time, and then the X symbol went up, and Carmella was able to stand, was assisted to the back though with officials covering her eyes from the lights. So we'll see what the situation is with this. Now Corey Graves took to Twitter as well in a now since deleted tweet to say, "Love learning that my loving wife got injured at a live event via Twitter." And he tagged in the official at WWE account. So Graves doesn't seem too happy to have only learned about this through Twitter. So it does seem like it is a legitimate injury, whether it's something long-term, short-term, we'll have to wait and see, but hopefully something too serious for Carmella.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And likewise, over in AEW, another member of the AEW's women's division is now injured as well. And it's Jamie Hayter, my close personal friend, Jamie Hayter, who is now out of action with a broken nose. Now, if you watch Battle of the Belts, it was a really fun show. It was a little bit predictable in some senses. I don't think anybody realistically expected any of the titles to change hands. Of course, it was the TNT title being defended, Jay Lethal challenging Wardlow. Wardlow winning, and then we had Thunder Rosa defending against Jamie Hayter, the women's championship, and Thunder Rosa winning. And then in the main event, it was Takeshita versus challenging Claudio Castagnoli for the ROH women's championship, the ROH world championship, which Claudio got the win. But the show itself was really fun. It was, like I said, it was predictable, yes, but the actual wrestling was really good. The opening match was solid, the Wardlow and Jay Lethal match, post-match beatdown of Wardlow by Satnam Singh and Sanjay Dutt as well, so that rivalry is going to be carried on. Thunder Rosa and Jamie Hayter was really good, nice and snug, hence the broken nose. And then the main event, Takeshita versus Castagnoli, wow. What a match from two guys who are just on fire right now. And Claudio, the finishing sequence of that as well, it was Takeshita goes for the diving knee, which Claudio catches him into a Death Valley driver. Then there's an uppercut, I think, and then it's the elbows, and the recovery bomb, and that's it. It was a fun wrestling show. But yeah, Jamie Hayter suffered a broken nose as per Fightful during the match with Rosa. Now, this whole event, Battle of the Belts, was taped on Friday after Rampage, I believe it was. And so Jamie Hayter was supposed to be at Icons of Wrestling, I believe the show was called. Yeah, Icons of Wrestling event last night, Saturday night. Now, she couldn't make that because of this broken nose. And hopefully, she won't be out of action for too long with this. I mean, we've seen people wrestle with the protective face masks if they've suffered broken noses. But also with Jamie Hayter, because she's just so damn charismatic and has so much sass. It's like she doesn't need to, she can be on TV and be brilliantly used without having to wrestle. So yeah, okay, if she's just there at the side of say Britt Baker and Rebel for the next few weeks but doesn't get physical, I'm fine with that. This is somebody who, I mean, she's just going to be such a big star, I think, in a couple of years, or maybe sooner. Hopefully Jamie's not out of action for too long. Now let's get to some quick questions. I say quick and I can feel editor Ryan getting nervous about how long this one's going to go. Chris Baldwin's got in touch. Good morning, Coach LePeg. That's me. I'm on Coach of WWE getting in early. Do you think Danhausen will win a title in AEW? Sorry, no pet picture. Hey, as always, send me pet pictures on a Sunday if you can. Love them. Genuinely do make my days, my Sundays. Do you think Danhausen will win a title in AEW? Sorry, no pet picture, but how about a view where I am on holiday in the Peak District? Now, that looks very, very nice, very peaceful, very chilled. Hope we have a good break, Chris. As for Danhausen winning a title in AEW, I don't see it right now for the foreseeable future myself, really. I mean, I love the whole Danhausen shtick. I think it's brilliant. It was great in ROH. It was great when he's on the indies. He's just such an entertaining guy. Whether he's just messing around on Twitter or whatever, or blogs, or just anything Danhausen does, always puts a smile on my face for the most part. But I don't think there's... At the moment, he's He's not been positioned as a serious threat to anybody that he's been in the ring with, really. So I can't see him realistically going for the TNT title anytime soon, the All-Atlantic title anytime soon, the world title, obviously. I mean, maybe there was obviously there were people have been talking about the whole Hookhausen, which seems to have quietly cooled off a little bit. Maybe that was, I don't know, Hookhausen going for the tag titles. But yeah, I don't see it with Danhausen right now. If you could get him into a position where he could go for a title, but I just think not quite right now. They need to make him position a bit more, I think. Not serious in terms of an act, but serious as a threat. You can be that kind of almost joke character as a character, but then when you're in the ring, you're that badass who is a threat to people. At the moment, they've not really presented him as that in-ring. So, yeah, it's doable, though. Eri's got in touch. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Eri? All right. Great Sunday to you. Oh, look at that picture. Now, that's an awesome picture. See, cat pictures particularly put a smile on my face, as I have a cat who's creeping around here somewhere. Great Sunday to you, legend. With all the Triple H input and changes, rehiring the Karrion Kross, other people inserted at the main event scene, do you think the plan for Cody to win it all is still intact? As a bonus, is a pet pick. It's an interesting one with Cody. I guess it all depends on, you know, how long he's out for. And I don't think, to me, I'm not sure if Cody was going to win the big one just yet. It's always seemed to me that it was that it was being positioned as Drew McIntyre to take the two titles, the let me think of this one, the undisputed WWE Universal Championship from Roman Reigns at Clash of the Castle. I don't want to see that. I've said it before. I there's so many other options I'd rather have beat Roman for that, or even Roman retain if it's against Drew. But I think, I don't know, I'm leaning towards Drew getting that at Clash of the Castle. I think that was, to me, seemed to be the plan that they've had for a while. Cody clearly is going to get it at some point. That was the plan. I just think maybe they were holding off till Mania for Cody, and that could still happen if he is back in time for the Royal Rumble. There you go. That's your story there. Cody comes back at the Rumble, wins the Rumble, goes on to Mania, challenges whoever for whatever. I feel like I'm turning to a Justin Roberts announcing Orange Cassidy there, weighing in out whatever from wherever. Yes, so I think Cody still is very much, regardless of this creative change, I think Triple H can see that clearly Cody is a main event player. Clearly Cody is a big time part of the future of WWE for the next couple of years. So I think whatever plans they have for Cody, I don't think been damaged too much with the regime change. Alexis Diane has got in touch. Hey, what culture? Happy solo Sunday news with Stephanie McMahon and Triple H now running the show. Would they and should they change NXT's WrestleMania weekend show to TakeOver and move Stand and Deliver to Labor Day weekend? Hey, gonna be honest, I have no idea when Labor Day weekend is, but hey, I'm all for bringing TakeOvers back if it's warranted, because with TakeOvers you think of the big buildings, you think of the big spectacle, and right now NXT does not have the capability to do that in its current format. Now if they went to one of the big buildings for one of the NXT specials that they do for, I don't know, the Great American Bash or whatever, or In Your House, you're not gonna be selling out the Barclays Arena, whether it's Barclays Center. There we are, the Barclays Center for like 10,000 people. And so you need to work on the NXT product to build up the heated rivalries, to have the engaging television, maybe to strip back some of the neonness, the brightness. I don't think we're going to get any sort of black and gold return. But yeah, I think TakeOvers, if you have a product that warrants it, then absolutely bring back TakeOvers. And yeah, if move Stand and Deliver to Labor Day weekend, I'll just say yes. I don't know what Labor Day weekend is, but I'll just say yes on that one. Nate the Great, happy Sunday, brother. Happy Sunday to you, Nate. Lizzie is sitting, there we go. Lizzie looking like a good girl. Good doggo. Lizzie is sitting proper and says hello. I see Wardlow, Starks, Ethan Page, and Jungle Boy as the future megastars of wrestling. Do you think we'll see one of these four as champion in 2023? And if so, who? I take it by champion, you mean world champion in AEW. And on that front, I don't think we do. Not in 2023. I think all four of those people could become world champions. I think Wardlow seems nailed on at some point. Starks, I would absolutely love it, man. That guy is just so good. Ethan Page is so underrated. I think Page is great. And Jungle Boy clearly has just got so much potential to be a massive babyface star. So I think all four of them have got a chance to become world champions. I just don't think 2023 is, I think that's maybe too soon for them. If any of them do at that point, I think it will be Wardlow is the obvious one to go with. But to me, the AEW world title picture seems to be obviously seeing Punk and Moxley whenever Punk's back. And I think you have to give Punk the win over Moxley there. And then mainly because then I think you get to MJF coming back and going after Punk and that world title. And then from there, that's where maybe you can get Wardlow into the picture a little later down the line. But I think that whole situation I've just mapped out, which may or may not happen, I think that's played out over a fair amount of time. I don't think it's, as we've seen, AEW doesn't particularly, they like to draw out their title reigns. And I'm for that. I'm for lengthier title reigns for the most part. So I think that by 2023, I think we're maybe coming to the end of 2023. I think it'll be MJF as the world champion or like maybe possibly Wardlow. But yeah, that's just my my 2 cents, 10 cents, 1 cent. That's my sense on it. Hector Garcia the third. Hey, Hector. For a long time, we wondered who Vince's success would be and assumed it would be Stephanie or Triple H. I don't see them in their roles in their 70s like Vince. Do you? No. If not, it begs the question, who are these successors? Or is WWE sold on their watch? I think you've nailed it there. I think WWE will be sold. I think WWE will be sold before Triple H has definitely reached their 70s, put it like that. I don't know when it will be sold. I don't know who it will be sold to. Disney always comes up, like Warner Media, who knows? But I think WWE is gearing up for a sale at some point. And by some point, it doesn't necessarily mean in 6 months, in a year, in 2 years. It could be in 10 years. But I think that, yeah, I can't see Trips and Steph in charge in their 70s. Which, I think Triple H is in his early 50s. I think Stephanie's maybe mid to late 40s. So we're looking at maybe 20 or 30 years' time in that case. We'll say 20 years' time. Maybe they are. Who knows? Well, that's it. That's what's really interesting right now about WWE. Jesus, when was the last time you used those two words together? Interesting, WWE. It seems like a rarity in the last couple of years. But yeah, there is interest because we do not know how any of this is going to go. We don't know what's going to happen creatively. We don't know what's going to happen in terms of talent. We don't know what's going to happen with the direction of the company. We don't know what's going to happen in terms of the future of the company and who's going to be running the show and how long they're going to be running the show for. It's got me interested for the first time in a long time. I feel genuinely interested. When Raw's on, this past week, I stayed up to watch it at like 1 a.m. start time. I got halfway through and went to sleep, but that wasn't an indicator of a show. That was because it's like, you know, man, it's 2:30 in the morning. But normally it's just go to bed. Yeah, I'll catch Raw in the morning, whatever. Same with SmackDown. You stay up to watch it. There's that intrigue. So yeah, I'm here for it. I'm very much here for whatever WWE is going to be offering soon. We'll see. Again, it could be total trash, but it could be so far. It looks like it's at least better than it was. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you have to hate WWE because you like AEW. You have to hate AEW because you like WWE. Just enjoy the rest of your life, man. I love watching AEW. I'm liking more watching WWE than I have in recent weeks. I'm not saying I have a preference of that. And I look forward to RH coming back in some form or fashion. And I still watch the NWA and, of course, Impact Wrestling. So, hey, bring me all the wrestling. I'm going to bring myself out of here because this has gone on probably for way too long. I've been Andrew Ballard here at What Culture Wrestling. Be sure to come and follow us at What Culture WWE on Twitter. Follow me if you like. I can't promise it's going to be entertaining. At Cultured Left Peg on the Twitter. Be sure to like, subscribe, share, follow, blah, 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 blah. But most importantly, as ever, have a great Sunday. Whatever you're up to, whatever you're doing, something, nothing, doesn't matter. Just make the best of it. Have a great rest of your day. And I will catch you back next weekend.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.